basing your whole game around maps from an older COD, I just don't think it really works.
I think it really does just tarnish the original game now. The nostalgia can only take you so far. It sucks that High Rise, one of my favorite maps, is in this game.
It's the end all be all. Like, for me, Gulf War is going to be the pivotal moment in Call of Duty. People say that every year, but I really think that, again, it's Treyarch, and we've talked now 4 years they've had. It's going to be, to our point, all new maps. If this fails, I think I've really lost hope.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 169 of the COD Casuals. We're your hosts, Justin.
I'm Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, bro.
Good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, I think I'll ask you in a minute.
Yeah.
Things been going well, man. I mean, like, you know, that weather be nice. Work's been going well. I was telling you, this week I got a busy week. I got to take a test for the first time in like 2 years. I've been studying somewhat.
Teaching exam?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's a behavioral management exam. So there's like, I think there's 4 levels that you have to take.
Yeah.
For us or something like that. So this is the third one I've taken. The other two, I took one when I finished college, because they were like, oh, if you're going to do it, if you're going to go into teaching, you're going to have to take these. Yeah. So I took it. And then the other ones I've taken every year.
Oh, is it like a state?
Yeah, it's like you don't have any, there's no limit as to like, or as I say, like a time frame as to when you have to have it done. But that's just how I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Because when I first started, my mentor, she was like, just do it that way. Like, there's literally no need to go and bang these out. Like, unless you really want to, you know, you don't get paid anymore or anything like that. There's certain tests you can take that they'll give you a little boost in pay. But no, nothing crazy. But yeah, I mean, dude, I've got now, like, from this week, I've got 5 weeks left. Started up
the summer.
Yep, that's it. I can't wait. We're talking about projects. We're talking about, you know, they're doing field day, field trips. I'm like, oh yeah, we're here. We're here. They got MCAS tomorrow. I can't, I'm like, that's my favorite time of the year because the schedule sucks and I barely see them.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny too, man. So like, I don't know if I told you, but my final every year, it's pretty much because of what we do here. I have them do a podcast, a music podcast, and I give them the topic and I give them like a handful of questions. They all get together. But like today, what I had them do, I mean, like, we're breaking it up like every week they're doing a certain part of it. So I was like, look, for like, this was the second week. I'm like, you need intro music, right? You're going to need some sort of introductory music, like 10, 15 seconds or something like that. And then I need a script for how you're going to intro this. You know, so I always demo to them. I'm like, so if you want to do something, I'm like, yo, what's good? Like all this shit. And I rattle off like the, be sure to go to anchor.fm, make sure to go to Spotify, YouTube, all this stuff. And they fucking tweak. They're like, how can you do that? I'm just like, I don't know. You know, I don't want to be like, I've got this, you know, but oh, it's hilarious. Cause you see these kids and they're like, be sure, to check brother, you gotta make this flow.
Clean
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, that's why you need the script, you know. I'm like, you can't free flow this, you know. And they talk about all their YouTubers that they watch and stuff, you know. And I'm like, man, he's like, do you think those guys have that written out? I'm like, no, but they just at this point now, if you were like asking a guy, go intro a video right now, they would know exactly what to say, you know. It's like us, we say the same thing every time when we intro a video, and then same thing with the outro. We just know what to do. We've done it 169 times.
It's reps.
Yeah, it's just the reps.
Keep doing a lot of it.
Yeah. So it's funny to see how they do on it. So it's going to be a lot of podcasts to go listen
and
to.
And it gives them like an idea of if you want to do this like as a profession, because a lot of kids just want to be YouTubers nowadays. Or like some content creator. It's not as easy as like you actually think it is.
Right, because some of them, and I told them too, I mean, you can make it serious or you can make it funny.
Yeah.
So some of their intro music is like diabolical, you know. But when they intro it, yeah, you can tell some of the guys, like they really are trying and they want to make it serious. And the kids who make it funny, you know, they obviously want to. But again, it's like, I don't really know. It's almost like a second persona. That you have to have in order to do that.
Yeah.
For some of them, like for what they're trying to do, you know, they have to like totally change the way they are, you know, like the calm, quiet kids are like, I want to make it hilarious. I'm like, all right, bro, like, that's not really who you are, but that's what you want, but you're going to have to put it on, you know? Like, for us, this is how we are, you know? If any of you guys ever met us or have met us, you know, I don't think we're any different at all from our podcast to the way we are in person.
It's the, like you said, the persona that you put on, because, I mean, if you're playing a character or whatever, you have to be on that as that character, you know, during the whole time that you're recording. But yeah, it's a lot harder than most people think. And also too, I mean, not jumping into it deep, but those kids don't understand the amount of work it takes. And also like, oh, these YouTubers just make so much money. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
At all.
Right. Like Jinxie all of a sudden didn't just turn the camera on and then, you know, 70,000 people start watching him.
Yeah.
You know, it's and, like, man, he's doing it for years.
Yeah. And so much of this stuff is luck too, you know, and like some people pop off after like a year or two with a ton of luck, but also because, you know, they're entertaining.
Yeah.
With something like that, right? Some people it takes 5 years, others it can take a year or less than that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, that's, again, that's how I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Work's been going well, you know, personal life's been going great. Everything's been going good. Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'll announce it this episode just because it's official now. But it's funny, actually. I'll say this first.
Hold the news for a second.
A lot of people during the questions on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, like, make sure we always leave a question there and review our episodes. But they're like, oh, the podcast has seemed a little bit off, like one person said that, for the past couple weeks. And you, sir, are correct. It has been because I just officially closed on a house. So
congrats, bro.
Thanks. So I've been pretty busy for the past like month or so. I've been looking at homes since the beginning of the year, so it's just been like constantly busy every single weekend. But now, like, I officially own the house, and it's just been like a lot of prep work.
Yeah.
A lot of prep work. That goes back to the kids doing the podcast. Like, I have a photo of me sitting on my stairs editing the podcast. Like, what day did I say I couldn't play? It was like Saturday or something.
Friday or Saturday.
Friday or Saturday. Yeah, I was at the house at like 9, 10 o'clock, like on my stairs. Editing with one screen.
Yeah.
To make sure, like, I can get it up.
Right.
Dedication to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, again, that guy, like, is totally right. You know, like, it's been tough, you know? Like, you've been, this is a huge change in your life.
Yeah.
Like, massive, you know? And even before we were talking, too, it's like, dude, you were just telling me all the stuff, like, I had no idea, you know? And we talk pretty much, like, you know, on the regular.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's, I mean, bro, I do not envy you right now with all that stuff you got to do. I mean, it's nuts. Yeah, it'll be worth it, but it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. I was somewhat prepared for like all the stuff that I had to do, but now just actually doing it, it is overwhelming.
Oh yeah.
The amount of stuff I have to do, but you know, once it's done and once I get into the rhythm of things, it'll be good. But yeah, so this, the background that you guys see, it's going to be a little bit different eventually. I don't know how long it's going to take.
It's going to be gold.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like beautiful pearl and like, what is it? What's the thing? Granite.
It's granite, you know? Yeah. But yeah, so that's been a big life update for me, moving out of the parents' house.
Dude. And again, like, you know, not just like, not just moved out, bro. You bought a fucking house.
Yeah. Like, in this economy.
Yeah. No, dude, it's been insane for you. I mean, again, usually we'll be playing a lot, but the past couple, you know, honestly, the past 2-3 weeks, it's been way less. Just because, like, for me, it's been work stuff from time to time. But with you too, it's like, you know, you got shit going on. You get done with work. Like, I mean, I didn't even know you took today off of work.
Yeah.
You know, you're slamming stuff. You get done probably, I don't know, late at night, you got to drive back.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're spent physically. You're like, bro, I don't know if I want to play right now.
Yeah.
You know?
No, literally. And what was it? The days that I did play, like, I do want to play, but then podcast, like, a lot of it, like, yesterday I sent you the clips at like 12:30.
Yeah. Hella late.
Yeah. Like, I got back yesterday. I'm like, all right, I got to finish this. Got to get this
done. Yeah.
And I did finish it, but Yeah, it's been a lot of work. It's been crazy, but it'll be good. It'll be all worth it once everything's ready and stuff, and you know. But yeah, so if the podcasts have been a little bit off, this is why.
The energy's low. It's like maybe we haven't played as much. 100%. That's the way it is.
This is why.
But dude, it's good shit that's coming down the line. So I'm stoked for you, man. I mean, I haven't even seen the house yet. So I'm looking. Yeah. I mean, I've seen photos of it, of course, but I'm looking forward to. We were just talking this weekend. We might go meet up and check out the spot. You know.
Yeah.
So, whenever you have that housewarming party, bro, I am dropping bands to get some good shit for you.
Yeah, the
getting the top shelf.
That's another thing, dude. Like we're making a registry. I didn't know people did this for homes, but apparently they do. And like I'm creating one on like Amazon and stuff, just adding random stuff. Like I was asking my girlfriend about it, and I'm like, what do we add? Like stuff that we want or like stuff for the home?
Right.
And it's a mix of both, but it's just ridiculous. The stuff that like, I'm just adding anything.
Right, right, right.
Like it can range from like hand towels that I need to like some Call of Duty collectible that I want on my shelf.
Right, right.
Yeah. Which doesn't help the house at all.
No, it does. It does.
Oh, yeah. Helps me.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah.
It brings the vibes up.
Yeah, but it's nuts. I'll share the news on X, Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, when this episode comes out. But yeah, no, it's big news, exciting for me because I've been living at home since we graduated college for this specific reason.
Which has been. I was talking to our mutual friend about this. Mm-hmm. Bro, that shit was 4 years ago.
I know.
I had some kid today ask me, like, I can't remember how it really came up, but he was like being a wise ass, you know. But I was getting it back to him. He's like, how long you been out of school for? And I'm like, 4 years. He's like, when'd you graduate high school? And I was like, 2016. And I thought about it. I'm like, fuck, that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, crazy, right?
You know, I was like, damn, dude, that was a long, long time ago. And I was like, dude, you were 6 years old. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, now you're 13, 14 years old. It's wild. Time has passed.
I can't. When you say high school, like 8 years.
8 years
dude,
ago.
That's nuts. Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
2026, it'll be 10.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's strange because, like, you and I mean, like, people probably know this before we get into, like, news and shit. You know, like, we've been friends since middle school probably, right? Like, sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
I would say probably around there is when we started to be friends.
Yeah. We got closer in high school.
Yeah, high school for sure. But again, like, I feel like you have, like, you've changed, but it's always like we just see each other all the time.
Mm.
So it's like these very small changes. But then if we went back and we saw photos of who we were back then, like a real flash from years back, we'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was us from high school. You're
like, bro, we were fucking dork. You still are, but it's like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, we were serious dorks back then.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you just forget, you know, when you're with somebody or you know, you got your friends and like we just have always been the same. I'm like, yeah, man, like, you know, we haven't really changed all that much. And then you look back and you realize, yeah, you actually have.
Yeah, I look at photos, I'm like, that kid was frying in con.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah, it's like, bro, he weighed 110 pounds. He lived off Mountain Dew,
no,
bro.
Literally, yeah.
I'm like, dude, that guy was a phenom.
Yeah. Yeah,
and now you're a fucking house owner.
Still playing COD.
Yeah, still playing COD.
Yeah, it's insane. Time flies.
Yeah.
It absolutely flies.
But it's funny you say that, though, like, mentioned about, like, that kid was frying. I've had this talk before with people, and I wonder if people listening would feel the same way. Before we get into all their stuff, dude, I think now, me being 26, I think I would absolutely smoke the, like, 18-year-old version of me at Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like I think I'm such a better player now. Back then I was cracked, but I was nowhere near as good. Like I was just not as smart. I was making dumb plays, like complete moron. Now I think I would smoke myself.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I'd beat my old self. I bet you though, if I did play my old self, I'd get gunned. I'm like, how did that happen?
Right, right.
Because I played on such a high sense.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And like you said, I was just cracked out running around, killing everyone. But
sitting on the floor on the big screen TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know how I did it. The thing I really want to do is, because I have my PS3, I want to go buy Modern Warfare 3. Mm-hmm. And I want to go, and like, same with the Black Ops 1, because Black Ops 1, I know for a fact, had theater mode. MW3 did too, right?
Yeah.
I want to go back and watch that gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, just have some drinks and be like, yo, let's watch this game.
Yeah.
Let's watch this Moab all that I was Moab so safe. Stoked yeah. about from, like, I don't even know what year that had been. What, like 2014?
Would that be? Well, it came out in 2011.
Oh, 20, yeah. No, yeah, it'd be
2011 to 2012.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
Yeah.
Gameplay from back then and be like, let's see how good I was. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wonder. I wonder if I'd be impressed with myself, or I'd be like, dude, what? I would not play like that at all anymore. I'm like, this is horrible.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be fun to go back and look at that.
Yeah, that's what I think I might have to do. I might go buy MW3,
mm-hmm.
put it on the PlayStation, dude. And just like, let's just see what we were doing.
Yeah. So some of the Moabs that you're getting, like, what are these people doing?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I say that about people now. I'm like, bro, these guys.
The other, like, 20 plus year olds that we were playing. That's crazy that there were those people were the pioneers of, like, COD. They were like our age playing back then, if not older.
Oh yeah.
Like, think about that. They're in their like early 40s now.
Yeah.
Or like almost 40, something like that.
Yeah, dude.
That's weird.
Yeah, they were out of college, you know, maybe like just starting their careers and shit, mm-hmm. and they're playing MW3.
Yeah.
You know, like we are now. We're like out of college. We've got our jobs going and we're playing MW3.
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's really weird to think about. But yeah, I think my other self, I think I'd shit on him.
Yeah.
100%.
Me too. I think I'd fry myself.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, bro, because I was feeling this way. Was yesterday. I was playing quite a bit. Because obviously, from the time we're doing this, Season 3 Reloaded just came out. And there's been some new stuff in there, nothing really crazy, but the big thing obviously is the maps.
Mm-hmm.
There's this new map. I'm just totally blanking on the name of it right now. Maybe you can help me. The new map that's in Season 3 Reloaded.
Grime.
Dude.
Back, yeah.
Such a good map. You played this at all?
No, I haven't played the update at all, but I've heard Grime's really good. A lot of pro players really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't played it yet, but a lot of people say it looks like London Docks from the aerial view.
Yeah.
From World War II, which I hate that game, but that was a good map from that game. If it does play like that, that'd be awesome. Another map to throw into competitive.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's weird. It's not a total copy, you know, at all. But it does have the similar kind of vibe, like I think about on London Docks, like obviously the dock area. This, like, it doesn't have any of those actual huts along there, but it does have, like, you know, like a triangle stair set that's like a little bit farther away into mid, and it's got like this mid building and stuff. It's got some of the elements of it, but just the map in general, I mean, I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's such a fun map.
Sledgehammer is doing a good job this year putting out good maps.
Yeah,
like all the maps that they've been adding are good.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that they're being added into competitive. And it seems like a lot of these maps were made to be competitive, or like tried. You know, that was from the beginning, they're trying to make it competitive. And it's really nice.
Yeah.
Now we get to, you know, move on from the MW2 maps, which, again, I still think these MW2 maps are going to be tarnished because of this game.
I think so, too.
Which is, that's a damn shame, because, you know, these maps are all good.
Yeah. And the thing that's really sad to me is that the maps like Grime and, you know, I mean, I'm kind of blanking on some of them, but like Rio what's the one that I'm thinking of that's in the, it's got the elevator departures. Like these maps that are solid, they're going to get forgotten because they're DLC maps, you know, or like they're just, you know, post-launch content. Even though for me, those maps, I mean, I would play those maps 100 times over the new ones. Or like the original ones, I should say. They're just so much better. They're designed for this game. You know, when you play on those maps, for me, that feels like MW3, you know, which is, it's its own thing.
Mm.
You know, it's just a sequel to MW2, but it's got its own kind of flavor to it, and it's got its own maps, and it's not trying to be something from yesteryear. You know?
It is true, though. Those maps are going to be forgotten. Like the MW2 maps from last year. that got added. If they're not added in the beginning, like right at launch, you're probably going to forget them.
Yeah.
Unless they're just a huge standout. But
there were some DLC maps, though, from older CODs that I thought were really, really good. Mm. You know, there were some of them. Like, I remember in Black Ops 1, it's a real throwback. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but it was Kowloon. Do you remember that map?
Is that the one where you're like on the roofs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's raining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got the fucking zip line in the middle of it. Bro, such a sick map. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that one. And the same thing with, there were some in MW2 that had really, really good DLC maps. But those maps, again, like just I'm saying right now, you forget them. You know, you don't remember them for whatever reason. Yeah, what was it? Trailer Park was so good. Carnival was solid. This map, I remember I loved Storm. Mm-hmm. And Salvage. Those are the ones that I really remember like being really, really good. I do remember this map, Bailout. It was okay. But again, if someone was like, what map is this? You'd be like, oh, dude, it's from MW2, but I have no idea what the name of it is. You know? Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, I am glad Sledgehammer is adding these maps and we're getting back to where the maps are good.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, we all knew that eventually everybody would be tired of the OG MW2 maps. Like, we all knew.
Yeah.
Everybody was asking for it and we all knew we were going to get bored after a month.
Yeah. No, I think the way that Call of Duty's been doing it prior to this, where it's been the sprinkling of these old maps, I think that's the way to do it. Basing your whole game around maps from an older COD, I just don't think it really works.
Yeah, you know? And I think it really does just tarnish the original game now.
Yeah.
Like, the nostalgia can only take you so far, you know, and it sucks that High Rise, one of my favorite maps, is shit in this game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not fun in this game.
No, it's not. And that can be said for a lot of them, too. Mm. You know, and especially when we're playing them, because, like, back then, we weren't playing any ranked stuff, you know? So you can think about them in context of, like, if you're playing pubs, you may not have the same opinion. But once you jump into playing ranked play with these maps, then you realize how bad they are.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And it's funny that Invasion, back in the day, like, I didn't really like that map, but playing Invasion on this game, in pubs at least, like, I enjoy it more back then. But, again, it's certain maps just play a little bit better on this game than, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, vice versa. Like, Terminal doesn't work well at all in, like, any game mode, to be honest.
No.
TDM, like, kill confirmed is, like, whatever. But objective game modes, it doesn't work. Same with High Rise.
Yeah. Which is insane. Because Terminal, like, literally being one of the greatest maps argued in Call of Duty history, in MW3, it's shit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, for me, that's a map that I would avoid all the time. You know? I don't really care for it at all. Mm-hmm. Again, unless you're playing something like TDM or kill confirmed, it's whatever. But even in some of these, like, those party modes that they have, the spawns are insane. You know, it's like you can't even enjoy those.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the spawns in this game are such trash.
Yeah, that's
overall. Like, I can't believe that I'm voting Karachi so much in this game because I want to play Karachi. I hated Karachi back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I would always vote like High Rise or Terminal or like any other map over Karachi.
Yeah.
But we have limited options in this game.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, to the point of the new maps that we have. Like, I noticed that they just, I don't know, they seem like they put more thought into the spawns on these maps, you know? Because I played that map for, like, I don't know, maybe, like, you know, 2 hours. I was just in the playlist just messing around with it. And it's like, there was never any times where I was totally confused as to why they were spawning there or, like, how I died, you know? It just seemed to make a lot of sense. Maybe that's because my brain's been manipulated to this Call of Duty spawn system, but I don't think so. I mean, these are just, they thought about them a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to your point where these maps were made for this game, and they probably started designing this map. This is going to be, like, competitive.
Yeah.
So let's try to make it competitive-esque.
Yeah.
And it's also made for this game, so.
Yeah, no, that makes it so much better. And it's just, I don't know, it's more exciting to be playing on a fresh map. you know, with this title instead of having to just rehash the stuff like we've been saying before.
Yeah, dude, it sucks that this game is definitely way better than MW2. Like, not OG MW2, last year's MW2. Yeah. And they're not adding, like, new MW3 maps or anything. And from the original MW3, you know, remastered maps from there. And instead just launching it with the OG MW2 maps. Because, again, we've said it so many times, that should have been last year. They should have added these maps in the game last year. This year, they should have added the MW3 maps and all these new maps in general.
Yeah.
Like, how did MW2 from last year get its own set of brand new maps and this game didn't?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know? So that's where I think, just like in general, the life cycle of this game is starting to kind of like peter out a little bit for people. Mm-hmm. Especially too, because I know over the past week there was a lot of news regarding Gulf War that's come up, since I think people are already just ready for that COD. I know you and I are.
Yeah.
Like, we're definitely just on the hype train for that. Mm-hmm. Because I know that I'm pretty sure they're going to have an announcement sometime in the next couple of months. I think in June.
Yeah.
They're going to do an announcement or like a trailer or something. I don't know if we're entirely sure. But dude, just as time like goes on, I get more and more excited for that game. I think I'm really starting to realize that this really is, it's the end all be all. Like, for me, Gulf War is going to be the pivotal moment in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I know people say that every year, but I really think that, again, if this is, it's Treyarch, again, we've talked now 4 years they've had, it's going to be, to our point, all new maps. It's going to be, you know,
they're adding remastered Black Ops 2 maps.
Right. Like, if this fails, I think I've really lost hope.
Gulf War, I'm really excited about, because, dude, the last time we had a Treyarch game was Black Ops 4. And
yeah,
you missed that year.
Yeah.
And the fact that you went back and grinded that game, like, you haven't had a real Treyarch game since BO3.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Skipping Cold War.
Yeah, because Cold War, again, like we've said before, I mean, Cold War was like, they were rushed and they were doing a lot of other stuff at the same time. So it wasn't like a full-on, they've just been slaving away at this game. You know, because, yeah, like I said, Black Ops 4 was the last one. And for me, Black Ops 3 was where I was like really into COD. And I got that game when it came out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Exactly.
And I mean, I don't know if other people think, but I think Black Ops 3 and 4, like, for me, those are like right up at the top for my favorite CODs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
No surprises, Treyarch. So, dude, it's going to be insane.
Yeah. And if there's any developer that can make me somewhat enjoy the tax sprint and make that work, it's Treyarch. So I know that the next game will have tax sprint, which is annoying. I just want them to get rid of it. But they tried doing it in Cold War, and then Activision was like, nope.
Yeah.
You have to make it like Warzone. Nope.
Yeah, dude, that's the one mechanic, because I tweeted about this. There was some reply that I hit with it, and a lot of people ended up liking it, because I'm sure they all feel the same way. Like, dude, I fucking hate tax sprint. I just hate how Warzone and multiplayer have to be integrated with the movement system. I really don't see why they can't just be two separate things, you know? Like, you could, I mean, again, they are, of course, but movement-wise, like, the tax sprinting makes sense for Warzone mechanics, but for multiplayer, it doesn't make any sense, you know? And it's like, dude, save my, like, my scuff controller. Just don't do this, you know? It's so strange that they've kept it in all these years. And I think, because I can't even believe we're even hearing about it, is like COD 2025. I can't remember if it was leaked that it was going to have tax sprint or no tax sprint. But I think this debate might be coming up if they're going to start being like, a lot of people hate this shit.
Yeah.
Should we have it in there or no?
No, they should just, we should have, I don't think anyone ever complained about how your COD movement was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone complained and wanted to add, we need another form of sprinting.
Yeah.
Like, we should have to press down once, like we always have to, and we full on sprint. So make the sprint like faster.
Yeah. No, that's all they have to do.
And we screw this like realism stuff, you know? Like, COD's always been an arcade shooter. And look at all the skins that we have in this game. We don't need it to be realistic at all. And I don't think we'll ever go back to jetpacks, which does suck because you and I enjoy jetpacks. But I'm fine with boots on the ground, regular COD, as long as they, you know, Treyarch just does what they got to do. Because they'll make it work. Yeah. They always figure it out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they'll learn from what Sledgehammer did. And Sledgehammer, I will give them props. Like, they did a good job with this game.
Yeah.
Minus, like, the spawns and stuff and the maps. They didn't give us, like, new ones right away. But I think they've been pretty good about communicating, you know, updates, stuff that they're trying to fix. They've been on top of, like, adding new stuff into the season, keeping it fresh. And overall, this game is definitely way better than last year.
Yeah.
Like, significantly better.
Yeah.
And I do, like, this game I actually enjoy sitting down and, like, playing, getting certain kills and stuff. On the game, it's actually a good feeling. Like, it's satisfying. And, yeah, it is a lot of fun. But it's a shame that we don't get to, like, grind enough of it.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I'm hoping, too, like, when Gulf War comes out, that'll be the game that it just, like, sucks us in beyond belief. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't really know what I'm hoping for, though, the most, because there's a lot of things that have been confirmed that are, like, what I'm looking forward to. But I don't really know if there's something or, like, one thing in particular that, for me, is going to make this game so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if it may, honestly, for me, just be, like, original, really good maps.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that I think I always want in a COD, is just really good maps, because, for me, that's going to be the glue. Like, the guns. Like, in this game, there's so many guns that you can use, and they're all, like, solid. Of course, there's always going to be the meta. Like, it always finds its way.
Mm-hmm.
But just having good maps that are, you know, they're replayable, and they always just feel fresh. Like, that's a reason why, like, most of the maps that they've brought in over the past, you know, decade or so,
mm-hmm.
they're still classics. Like, they always still feel good because they worked on that COD.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping with this. Because going back to Cold War, like, there's maps on there, bro. Like, I wish I could go back and play.
Yeah, and they only launched with, like, 8 maps, I think.
Yeah. And granted, like, obviously the ones that they found for ranked, you know, or for, like, the pros were solid.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, even for pubs, like, those maps were phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I remember, was it Crossroads was one of them, yeah. That snowy one? Dude, I loved that map. Like, terrible for competitive. But, dude, for, like, pubs, that map was awesome.
Yeah, I like so many of the maps in Cold War. They had, yeah, Crossroads, Moscow.
I liked Miami.
Yeah, Miami was, I liked it in the daytime.
Yeah, when they did daytime.
When they made it a little bit smaller. They
updated that. They're like, yeah.
Made it slightly smaller, too. Yeah, and I enjoyed, like, the majority of the maps in Cold War. And, like, I'm a big believer of, too, that the longer that you play the maps, like, over time, like, you really have to play the maps to find your rhythm and how you want to play the map, and most likely you'll enjoy it. But, yeah, obviously there are the times where, like, you load into a map and, like, maybe you do find your rhythm, but you still hate the map.
Yeah.
Like, us with our Armada Strike on Cold War. Still don't like that map, but we always fried on that map.
Yeah. No, exactly. That was one that was, like, it was a strange one. I don't know why we did so well on that map. We just figured it out.
Well, that's like we've always had those maps, like, since Cold War.
Yeah.
Like, we had a couple on Vanguard. And, like, going through all these games, the one thing, like you said, that's been lacking is the maps. Like, the maps need to be really, really good. I don't really know what I'm expecting from Gulf War, or, like, what I really want, but I know that you and I have played enough COD to know what a really good COD is. And, like you said, I think it comes down to maps. I think gunplay is really, really important, and the type of weapons that you get. I know they're super heavy into, you customize everything, but you know how I feel about it. It's too much. I hope they get rid of it, to be honest. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think Treyarch will at least, you know, throw their own spin on it where it's not as bad. Maybe they're like, you know, we have to have, like, all 5 attachments, but for each like, attachment, there's only 5 of them or something like that.
Yeah.
We need to bring it down to be, like, manageable.
Yeah, because that's a big problem for me that's happened over the past couple of years, and especially with this COD now. like when I was doing builds for the the BP-50, and there was a couple other guns that I ended up doing. Was it the ISO? Is that the gun that... No, what was the guns that ended up getting added into rank that you could use? BP-50 was one of them.
BP-50, the...
I'm totally blanking, bro.
It was an ASM-1, yeah, basically. It was right. An ISO something.
Yeah, I can't remember now. But like my point is, when I went to go do the builds for those, the fact that I have to have the screen pulled up of like what build I'm going to do, and I'm like, okay, it's the Mag 44.5. I'm like, no, that's the Mag 42. I'm like, bro, what the? Yeah. Like there's like fucking 50 red dots. There's just like, there's so much of everything. Mm-hmm. And I get that, you know, power to the player, you know, you could do whatever you want, you know, like that. I've seen that shit with like, what was it Starfield? Yeah. That game is like 4,000 planets, you know, like all this stuff you can do. I'm like, bro, but what's the quality on that though?
Dude, that's just overwhelming.
Right. Isn't there a point? I mean, for me, yeah, there is a point where it's the sweet balance of like, you know, say a game like that where you're like, okay, a few hundred planets and you're like, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And like every one of them is unique and they're all really good. And you're like, okay, I'm locked in. Like, I like this. Whereas you go a step or like a whole staircase way beyond that. And now you're like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what I'm doing. And the differences between some of these are so minute that I don't really know. I'm like, is this which one's better here? You know, to me, I don't find that fun. I don't like to see the difference between a red dot being like, oh, one of them is just this. Mm-hmm. And then the other red dot's this and this as a cover, you know, you choose. I'm like, just give me one of them, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And I've said it so many times that giving us too many options can just be bad.
Yeah.
Because like, I think since Vanguard came out, I like solely stopped just copying like pro classes. And like, obviously I still have like a couple of them, but at the end of the day, it's what works best for you, especially in terms of like settings, sight,
yeah,
like attachments. This year, dude, like I think I have like one MCW class that pros actually use.
Yeah.
And I don't use that one all the time.
Right.
And again, it's just because I switched this underbarrel with another underbarrel and then I added this barrel with this barrel.
Right.
I don't want to deal with that. And I know our friend that we played with, like, he was like, no, you got to use this. I'm like, but it feels like shit.
Right. Right.
And I'm frying with this one.
Yeah.
So like, why? That's the thing. Like he and many other people think the pros, like, they know best, which, yeah, they do. But if I'm frying with this class...
Why bother?
Yeah. I should use this class.
Yeah. You know? And for me, too, like, to that point, I like where there's a good balance where, you know, you can have something that's... It's still slightly different, but it works for you. Whereas now, the differences between certain things, like, to your point, it's like, dude, I have different stuff. But again, how much is that really affecting the gun? Probably not all that much. Like, I'd be surprised if the way your gun feels compared to how the pros use it, it's probably not that different, you know? Even though the attachments may be all different, but the amount of stuff that they actually alter on the gun is not that big.
Yeah, and you gotta remember that it's, like, how straight you shoot with those attachments versus how straight they shoot with those attachments.
Right.
You know, like, I think I shoot straight, but obviously I don't shoot as straight as the pros, so I might need a little bit of, you know, extra
help
on like one attachment, right? But then I fry in rank. It's because like I'm compensating like for that, right? And there have been pro classes where I've used, I'm like, it just doesn't work for me, like at all.
Yeah, I've had that too.
Yeah, like using the flash hider attachment versus using like ballistic brake attachment. Like, I bounce between both of them.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Do I notice a difference? Slightly. Definitely do, but if you fry with one, just, you know, use it.
Yeah, just stick with it.
But that goes back to the point where, like, they give us too many options where I know over the years, you and I, we've become, like, more simple with our classes, and I just want to drop in a game and use a weapon with, like, a couple attachments and fry. Like, it won't change. Like, I don't need 100+ attachments to go through and then drop into the game. And now, like, I don't know if you feel this way, but now, like, we're loading into lobbies quick, right? Which I do like. But if I'm trying to, like, create a class and look through 100 attachments and I don't get one in, and now, like, the game loads, I'm like, ah, shit, now I gotta go create a class, like, in my settings and stuff. And
it's yeah, you've got annoying. No time.
Yeah.
You've got no time to do it. Yeah, and you can't sort through it. And especially, too, God forbid, you hit left, and then it goes...
Yeah.
And it cycles through, like, all the way back to attachments from fucking Black Ops 3. It's like, mm-hmm. dude, there's got to be a limit here.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I... again, that's probably for me. That's a big hope with Gulf War. Obviously, the maps, like, that the maps are really good, which I think pretty much everyone's hoping for. But, yeah, to what you're saying... Attachments. I hope on attachments for guns, they cut it down dramatically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying have it be like, you know, irons, red dot, hollow, ACOG, thermal. You know, I'm like, that for me, I want a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. But dude, that's four right there. I'm like, give me like eight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, give me like, I don't need 30 or 40.
Yeah. It just caught, I really think it causes, confusion among like casual players and like even people in competitive, because like I like the I don't even know the site name. Oh no, the is it Elo, the Elo site or whatever.
Yep.
Like it has like the two bars on the left
side,
and right side, and
nothing
then,
on top.
Yeah, nothing on top.
Yeah,
but a lot of other people like this red dot site that,
yeah, whatever it is,
it, like used to be in Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a slightly different zoom.
Right.
And now, like, people are tweaking between which one's better. I'm like...
Right.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because it's what you like more. And, you know, now, like, people are using the jack, like, optic.
Yeah.
With the, it's, like, the one that I use, except it zooms in slightly more. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're all red dots.
Yeah.
But people are like tweaking between which one's the best one. I'm like, I like the one that, the Elo one, because mm-hmm. it zooms in slightly more.
Yeah.
But that just fits my play style.
Yeah.
And I think I can see people easier because it zooms in a little bit more. But our friend, like, he uses the other one from Vanguard, and that one works too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's all preference.
Yeah.
But again, it like when there's too much and there's too many options, and like what they say, like there's no agency, it's just brutal, you know? And that's why for me, like a lot of times with it, that's why I say, screw it. I'm like, I'm going to go to the pros and see what they have for it. And then from there, I'm like, okay, I've got like, obviously I've got a good baseline here. And then from there, to your point, I've taken some of them and I'm like, I don't like X thing about it. Let me change that.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, if I was going to do this on my own, I mean, great that I could do it, you know, but it's way harder. And then you see some of these builds that these people make. I'm like, dude, no wonder you're getting shit on.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, but bro, at the same time, I don't blame you. You've like, you've got, you know, 40 different barrels to be looking at, mm-hmm. you know? Well, like I was playing Fallout 4. A lot of people probably have been playing it. And I got to like the weapon customization part of it. And I'm like, dude, this is what COD needs to be. Like, they've got like a minigun and like, or any of those guns. And there's maybe like, you know, six barrels, you know, four of this. The things that are like really extreme, they've only got like two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, this is perfect, you know? And X Defiant is like that too when I played it. It's the same thing. It's like, there's only for grips or whatever, there's like six of them,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's enough that you can be playing the game and be like, oh, let me try this. And you're like, whoa, I could definitely feel it. Mm-hmm. And you could do that within a matter of, you know, a couple of games and get an idea and start making your own build,
mm-hmm.
you know? And this one, like, dude, if you went through every combination, I mean, it's probably infinite.
Yeah. And it's, I get
and
it.
That's not good.
Yeah. They want to use a gunsmith as, you know, this is what COD is. Like, you can customize everything. But where they need to change that, go back to the old, like, you know, pick 10 system, customize the characters. That's what we all really want. We want skins, we want characters, you know, different type of aesthetics, mm-hmm. right? Like, we, at the end of the day, like, I just want to spawn in the map and like I'm just gonna pick my weapon and run and go,
right?
And the maps have to be good too. Like, I think they don't need to focus on the weapon so much.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was last week, or when you guys listened to this 2 weeks ago, Sledgehammer did like a study on how many people used a certain weapon in ranked, which I thought was really cool. Like the new weapons they added, that they actually tracked all this stuff. And I'm like, I thought it was really cool because you could really see the breakdown of what people used throughout this whole testing period.
Yep.
I want to know how often people are using this like 5X scope. I right. need to know like how right. useful is adding
beyond like, ranked, right? Just in general.
In general, yeah, in pubs. Like how often are people in pubs using any of these attachments?
Right.
And I would bet it's very, very minimal. So what's the point of like using your resources to focus on that?
Right.
When you could, you know, have them be more creative with like skins or like maps.
100%. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think that's just wasted talent and wasted effort on something. Like, to your point, I don't know how many people are really using that. Granted, there's millions of people playing COD, but still, how many people still go online and look up, like, you know, or watch YouTube, see best build, best MCW, best Rival 9, best whatever, you know? Doesn't matter if you're like a kid or you're an adult and you just want to like get into the gun and start doing well, you're going to look that stuff up. Why would you ever use one of those attachments?
Yeah, and also too, like the longer you play COD, like I think you and I have a general idea of what works, what the best classes are. Even if you go and look up those same classes, you know, best class in MW3, yeah, they'll have like an extended ammo or whatever, right? And like probably a similar site that we use, maybe slightly different, but it's not going to be insanely weird.
No.
You know, like I think in the OG MW3, I had a weird class. I had like a silencer on the G36. In an ACOG site.
And yeah, it's a little strange.
It worked. And I remember one guy told me to use it. He was like, try it out. Yeah. It's good. And I tried it out, and I got a Moab with it.
Right.
And it, you, there are those like funky classes, but
think about it, bro. Like, what were the sites in MW3?
Yeah.
Red Dot, Hollow, ACOG, Thermal.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, there wasn't even that variable zoom, like, where it's the, you could do, like, the red dot, and then it goes into the hollow, you know what I'm saying? Where, like, you can have it off the side.
No, there was.
There was with that in MW3?
It was, like, a red dot site, and then you would pull up, it turned it to, like, an ACOG.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that's another one.
Yeah.
You know? But, again, that's five sites.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. To your point.
Six, including the iron.
Yeah.
And it's enough where, like, you could be, okay, like, ACOG, that's strange, and go and do it and be like, dude, holy shit, this is really good. But I don't need 15 different variants of the ACOG.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where, for me, I'm like, I don't know which one to choose. Just give me one.
Yeah. I always just go find the most basic sites. Yeah. If I'm using an ACOG site, because I like to use ACOGs on battle rifles or marksman rifles, I just find the most basic ACOG site.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah. Dude, thank God that they have images of what it looks like. Because, brother, if they did not, I would be tweaking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to select, you know?
Yeah. So I hope Cold War can fix this. And I hope they go to the Gulf Pick War, 10 system. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gulf War, not Cold War.
Cold War did fix
this. Cold War did have the Pick 10 system. Yeah. Because I remember going into this game, they wanted to do the Pick 10 system.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said no.
Yeah.
Can't do it. I hope Treyarch brings that back.
Yeah.
I think that was such a good balance because, you know, like you said, you have enough time to experiment with whatever classes you like, with what perks you like. You know, you can give up lethals for like an extra perk or like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough to be customizable, but not too much where it's overwhelming for the average person just jumping into a game.
Yeah.
Like I gave my buddies my MCW class and they're like, that's it. And I'm like, okay, well, also it's the person using it.
Right.
So you're shit. Right. But, you know, they might need a little bit of help with like a better grip or something. And that's where I always say that you need to make the weapon for yourself. You need to try it yourself. Right. Because if you gave your rival class to one of your friends, they're probably going to think it's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably just need to throw on like a grip that controls recoil like a little bit more.
Right.
And now it's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trusting you because, you know, you're good at COD and you play a lot.
Yeah.
But with all these attachments, you know, like that works for you.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, we've talked about it many times. I think like just overall with all these settings, that's the problem. When you have too much of this, you get like inside your own head on like, oh, dude, this is the problem. Like, you know, my Y-axis zoom is like 1.0. Bro, yeah. It should be 1.05.
My dead zones are not like scumps. Like, I need to change them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, that's why I'm trash. You know, it's like, oh, bro, I have the wrong, like, you know, the wrong red dot on. That's why. Like, the pros are using this. Dude, that's going to up my game. It's like, nah, man, you just suck.
yeah.
You just got to get better at the game, you know? And that's what I was gonna say, just because I wanted to mention it quickly. I had mentioned prior was X Defiant. That's what I feel with that game, because that game, side note, people did not know, kind of crazy. It's coming out May 21st. Mm-hmm. Not that long. I mean, we're doing this on the 6th. This game's coming out real soon.
Yeah.
For me, bold fucking move, but smart move that it comes out before Gulf War. Real smart.
I agree, because the clip that you guys will see, and from last episode, we were saying that it was probably going to come out around Gulf War, if not like a little after that.
Right, and I was wrong.
Yeah. So now, well, I mean, like, they didn't really announce like anything. It was kind of just dropped.
Yeah. They just were like, yeah, it's coming out.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and again, I think this, like, for them, I think this is really what they should have done. I mean, obviously they made the right move, because if this came out later, like during the COD cycle, I mean, it would just get eaten alive. Mm-hmm. So they're putting this right at the time where it's before the Gulf War announcement, where I think we're going to, again, see something sometime in June.
Yeah.
And it's on the decline of this game.
Yeah.
You know, so people are like, oh, dude, we need a refresher for an FPS and go play it. And yeah, like, again, that's what this game has been doing. Like, X Defiant, you know, with all everything that they have in there, like, it's pretty much a pick 10 system, I believe, that they use in there. And
so everything that we said is X Defiant.
Right. Except it's just for me, like, the shields and stuff, like, all the abilities. I'm like, yeah, miss me with that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't want to have someone throwing up a fucking force field. You know what I mean? No disrespect.
They're adding the Valorant, like, esque.
Yeah, exactly.
To keep up with the, you know, the young kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, like, I didn't mind it that much, because it does remind me of specialists from like BO3 and BO4. But yeah, it's, you know, that's their way of being unique.
Right.
Which, dude, this is the thing. If they made another Black Ops 4, it would bang.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so good.
Yeah, it'd be so good.
X Defiant, like, I mean, I'm not saying it's another Black Ops 4, but it's going back to, it's taking old COD and adding the new, like, operators that, you know, we liked.
Right.
So, it'll be interesting. Like you said, I think it's good that they're doing it at the time where COD's on the decline. A lot of people are, you know, slowly not playing anymore.
Yeah, this is just, it's always the COD cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, we get into this time, like, yeah, May, June, people are starting to go outside. Mm-hmm. You know, people are buying houses. You know, people are like, oh, I'm not playing as much. And then the next COD comes out and everyone gets hyped, and it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So this game's coming out, like, they're trying to capture all those people who need that jolt of energy to stay in the FPS genre and hopefully just keep them over there.
And they designed it for rank to be competitive, so I think that does give them like a pretty good edge for a lot of like COD competitive fans specifically. So that will help, and also the timing of it, you know, we're going into major four.
Yeah, right, because what did we have? We had
Boston,
then we had
Miami. Oh, no. Yeah, we're going into Major 3.
Major 3.
Yeah. Boston, Miami, Toronto, now and the Major Toronto. 4 is not in North Carolina.
Yeah. I think it's to be determined, right?
I think they're just playing in Columbus.
Playing there.
That'd be thrilling. It's like towards the end, you know, like the end of the CDL season.
Yeah.
Going into COD Champs. COD Champs is going to be like towards the end of June. But regardless, you know. It's coming towards the end.
Well, and I'd say too with that, which we'll close on it, because like right now, especially in the CDL, I hate to say this, but I think we're starting to kind of get a picture of how the rest of the year is going to play out.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate for us. But again, that's like we're at this point where some of these matches, people are like, I don't really care that much about them because it's not going to be that big of a deal in like the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the viewership, I think at this point is going to kind of, it's not going to like completely fall off, but it's definitely going to be less unless it's something like it's a Toronto, you know, it's going to be an Optic Toronto final or mm-hmm. like, you know, if Optic's playing in anything.
Yeah. The format of the CDL right now, it doesn't help themselves.
No.
Around
it doesn't
help
at all.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you're going to lose viewership towards the end of this year, and, like, anything, it's coming towards the end of the year. Everyone yep. just wants to see the big majors. Mm-hmm. But this format, dude, like, yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I don't want to watch 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, do you barely...
Thursday?
Right. You barely watch any matches. And, again, some of the matchups that they have, you know, they suck because there's only so many combinations of stuff that they can do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Combinations of teams... Same damn maps over and over and over again. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, sadly for us, like...
Boston,
yeah, we are dead last in the standings. And we lost again. I think the last time we were talking, we lost game 5.
We lost 2 matches this weekend.
Yeah.
So we played Optic, which I thought we were going to get steamrolled in that mm-hmm. one. And... We didn't. I think Optic definitely had problems. Mm-hmm. I know they had like technical issues and they had some other stuff going on. So it's kind of hard mm-hmm. to really say that, you know, we could hang with them. But
we need the points.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we should have taken advantage of it. You know, that was definitely like a bad weekend because of stuff that was going on with them. Mm-hmm. And we definitely could have and should have won that.
Yeah.
And it's important to mention too with Beans, who is their player for the Breach. He was out because of a back injury, I think. Mm-hmm. We threw his back. I don't know if they really told what it was. But then the coach for the team, Shawnee, who is a former pro, if you don't know, he was the one who subbed in for him. And when I heard that news, I was like, oh yeah, it's over. You know, not like Shawnee's a bad player, but if you don't play all the time and you're not constantly in that stuff, it's very hard to just jump in, especially for him. Like, he'd been out of it for a little bit, out of the pro league. He'd been playing in challengers, yeah. So he was still playing.
He retired this year, but it's like, more importantly, I think is that like didn't play with all those players. Like,
right,
you can't just throw a random player into a team and hope that it's successful. Side note, Asim,
yeah,
he just got dropped from Legion.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, dang! Did that happen today?
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't even see that.
Now they're. And he's one of the... This is, like, insane to me. He got dropped from Legion after only playing 4 games. And now he's back on FC Black taking Purge's spot. He replaced Purge.
Right.
In the pro scene.
Bro, he's just taking his spot all over the place.
Oh, dude. If I was Purge...
I'd be bullshit.
And you're like...
I can't win.
My pro spot.
Give him his spot back.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they're looking at Johnny now.
Oh, yeah.
Who he used to play for Breach Academy.
Yeah.
Boston Breach Academy. So, but yeah, going back to Boston, though, yeah, like you and I both fully expected to lose against Optic, even without Shawnee. And then they threw Shawnee in, and we're like, okay, well, there's no chem there.
Right.
Like, realistically, no practice. And it went game 5. I was like, no way.
Right.
Like, there's a chance. And then, you know. Like this whole year, we threw game five.
It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Shawnee played good. Like
played
he played,
really
yeah,
good.
he played well. And then we played Thieves. Well, that was mm-hmm. the game that we saw on Sunday. That was mm-hmm. the last match of the day. And a lot of people were signing off Boston. And I don't know. This must be just because I'm delusional and I haven't realized how much the Thieves have progressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, man, like, we can 100% win this. Like, Thieves are, you know, they're kind of up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Thieves win. They 3-1 them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. We had a Search and Destroy. You know, map 2, we were so close. It was round 11 again. Mm-hmm. And it's just plays that happen. And, yeah, we lost it. I mean, it was just, we were texting. We're like, God damn it, you know. And then the real hard point, I mean, there was a point where that lead was insane. Like, they had... Thieves, they had like well over 100 points,
yeah.
I think. And if you play that map and you know, it's like that's pretty much impossible to come from.
Yeah.
But they did fight back at the end, but it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thieves needed to like, they needed like 3 points. And then we were getting like hill after hill, but we were down so much already.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, we went 0-2 for the weekend. And I don't know, what was that for the stage? I think we're like 0-6.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play Toronto the weekend prior to you guys hearing this. So, again, that's a match that that's going to be tough.
Yeah. I just want them to win so they have like some thing to be happy about.
Yeah, they need, yeah, I mean, bro, they just need to get a win to get that feeling and be like, dude, we can, dude, we can do this.
And like, just because we don't like know the guys personally or like see them or anything, but we've been to the facility and these guys put in the hours. They put in a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
And Denz and Zed, like those guys, they care about winning.
Yeah, Magic's like, and Shawnee now too. I mean, those guys, yeah, like, it's everything to them.
But they are making changes because they want to win. And they're bringing on new coaches because they want to win. And it sucks, like, seeing the outcome not happen. Like, we were talking earlier, like, I don't know how many game fives we've gone to, like, this year.
I would love to know that stat. I'm sure you could find it, but
yeah. And just overall, too, like, when Boston came into the CDL, we just keep losing game fives for whatever reason. This was, this happened last year when we had Vivid and Wake.
Yeah, same like, thing. Same thing. Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, it's a mental block for them and for that team. It's, yeah, it's very tough. I mean, I think now too, they're in a very, very, very difficult spot to be able to make champs.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. I knew you were saying it before that they pretty much have to win this major.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd assume, I mean, I'll take your word for it. It would not surprise me. I mean, they're down a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not winning the major, they have to place really high and bank on teams that are above them getting first rounded, you know? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they have to win this major. If not win this major, win, place top three. But also on top of that, they need the bottom four teams to lose in the eighth and seventh seed.
Yeah.
They all need to be knocked out first.
Yeah.
Which again, like mathematically, it
is possible.
It's really hard because Boston has to knock those teams out.
Right.
So like a lot of stuff has to fall into place, but it's not chalked. It's never chalked until it's mathematically impossible.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be really, really hard because we only have 50 points.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But again, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on them. It's like they know they got stuff to do. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's hard as a fan, you know, because, man, you go through these droughts and that's where we're at right now, you know? Mm. I mean, man, I have no doubt eventually, maybe it's not this year or next year, but I'm hoping this year that they do bounce back and they get that win because I do want to see smiles on their faces. And I wish I could hear those guys just be like, fucking finally, know, like, I want to just hear that, and they're like, oh man, like it was like with Envoy when he was going through a stretch of playing like shit, and then he finally went like 23 and 16 or something like that on the map, and you see all the guys are like, let's fucking go, dude. Yeah. He's like, dude, finally, like I didn't go negative, you know. And then ever since then, he's been good. He's been like kind of back, you know. It's like, dude, Boston just needs that game where they just, they win, you know.
They need
like
a morale boost.
They need a morale boost, 100%.
And again, like, we're always going to support them.
Yeah.
But this season, it's a very grim season. I know the beginning of this year,
we were stoked.
We were stoked because we arguably best roster
we've ever made.
We've ever made on paper. And we have a whole new roster now.
But that's the way she goes.
Yeah. You know, like, goes. We keep on supporting.
100%.
Hopefully these guys can take a dub over Toronto.
That would be insane. The dope would be huge.
They just need some morale boost, dude, going into the next major.
They need something. So we will see, though. But yeah, man, I mean, I think for me, that's all I got to say. I mean, we covered everything, right?
Just about. Yeah, I think we covered everything. Helix is doing a block party thing.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's a while. End of June. I think it's June 22nd, and I can't fucking go to
rest
it, man.
In peace, bro. I will be there, fans of the COD Casuals. I will be there holding it up. I will have you on a fucking iPad. Be like, yo, Justin, check this out. Yeah. You're going on a trip with our friends.
Yeah, I'm going to be up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Like, hiking somewhere.
Yeah.
And obviously, this had to fall, like, literally right while I'm on vacation.
Yeah. So it's going to be brutal.
But, yeah, they're doing, like, this cool block party thing where Doug's gonna be there trying to break the pull-up. That's like the pull-up world record.
I'm gonna be,
if you guys don't know,
I'm gonna fucking be there.
I don't know if he's gonna do it live in person. That'd be sick. Or if he's just doing it at his house where like he's most comfortable, you know? Like, I'm sure that plays into it. But it would be cool if he was on stage doing the pull-up competition and they have the person from like Guinness watching him and stuff and making sure everything's correct, and he has fans like cheering him on.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of guys, like I know one of them, one of the guys who did have the pull-up record, I've seen where they have like, there's like a venue going on for it, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, say it's a venue, like it's very small. But then I've also seen the guys who are like, they're legit training.
Yeah.
You know, they're at like a gym and they've got like their buddies around and they're legit just, they got a timer on and they're mm-hmm. doing the whole thing, you know? But yeah, I don't know what he's going to be doing for it. I mean, if he breaks it in person and he's there and has an audience, I mean, dude, that'd be insane, you know?
Yeah. That'd be nuts.
That would take like, I mean, how many pull-ups in a day? Like, dude, he'd be there for legit 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the crazy thing is like, he's on pace for it. Like his training.
Yeah.
So I hope he does break it like live, like while you're there.
That'd be
and T-Dog and Chopper, they're going to be doing a 24-hour podcast.
Yeah.
Over there. I think it's a podcast or a live stream.
Yeah.
Might be for their podcast, but yeah. It's going to be fun. I'm sad that I'm missing it, but you know,
it's the way she goes.
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing, I mean, other fun stuff,
mountain stuff.
Yeah. Hiking.
Yeah. But yeah, man,
but yeah, I think that's it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Leave a comment down below if you think Gulf War is gonna be a good game and what you want in the game, or you know, you disagree with us and mm-hmm. whatnot. We're also on anchor.fm/thecodcasuals, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure to respond to our question and vote on the poll that we always add every single episode. And we're also on Instagram and we're on TikTok, where we clip everything up if you don't want to listen to the whole thing. And yeah.
I think that's it, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. This has been episode 169 of The Cod Casuals. We're your host, Justin.
And I'm Mike.
And we see you guys next week.
Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.